Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter is in response to a story titled, Year Later, Admissions Still Halted at County-Run Care Facility, published May 26. I am a family member of a long-standing resident of Sunset Manor in Collingwood and, given the recent coverage, I am writing to share my situation and views. My mother suffered a severe stroke in 2016, leaving her paralyzed down her right side and therefore wheelchair-bound and in need of full-time care. My sister and I live in the UK and moving her here wasn't an option. We visited several long-term care homes and Sunset Manor felt right the minute we walked through the door. The atmosphere, the welcoming staff, the residents in good humor, the list of activities, the facilities, etc., were all just right. In July 2017, she was lucky enough to get a room in Sunset Manor. I say, lucky, as that is how Mum, my sister and I consider it. Mum immediately responded to the situation. The staff couldn't have made her feel more welcome and 5 years on, she meets and greets all with a smile and a wave, and all afford her the attention she requires. Accepting that the team were extremely busy and had limited time to spend with Mum, we employed a private carer who had previously been a PSW in the manor and in that respect, we consider ourselves lucky again. COVID has impacted all of us and limited overseas travel, so I haven't been able to fly over to see Mum for 2.5 years. During that time, the home has done all it can for us to remain in contact with Mum, offering FaceTime sessions. I did manage to come back and spend 2.5 weeks with Mum. She had suffered another stroke and almost everyone I came across at the home seemed to know and ask about Mum's health, which has improved. I was there every day, spending 6 to 8 hours a day, and all I can say is that my feelings from 5 years ago, when we chose Sunset Manor as Mum's home, and now, are unchanged. Staff were great, taking interest in residents and involving them in whatever capacity they could. I am aware of the ministry's investigations and findings and am in direct correspondence with them as I consider their assessment overly harsh. I am not entirely happy with the number of changes in management over time, as I know through experience how that might impact staff and to be honest, some staff who I really appreciated have sadly been let go. I must accept the views of individuals pointing out issues with pay and conditions, which require management responses, however, that can be said of many businesses. What I also accept and applaud are the views of others who take pride in working in the care industry and Sunset Manor in particular. In my opinion, the only real issue is that 37, number of empty beds, potential residents and their families are not benefiting from the love, care, and attention that the home has afforded my mum for the past 5 years. I want to publicly thank all those who work in the care industry and specifically those at Sunset Manor for their hard work and dedication to helping others. The world would be a better place if we had more of you. Jeff Stone Prince's Risborough, Buckinghamshire, England.